You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Index heavyweights like Reliance Industries, Infosys, Kotak Mahindra Bank and ITC coming to the rescue of the benchmark indices, resulting in the Nifty closing just a shade short of 10,700 and the Sensex rallying over 100 points. Welcome to the evening walk down Dalal Street on Money Control, a podcast that brings you up to speed on what happened in the local equity markets.
An evening walk down Dalal Street.
For a moment there, the 10,700 mark was tantalizingly close, but it remained there, with Nifty closing the day at 10,699. And the Sensex as well recovered sharply from opening lows and closed with gains of over 100 points today. The gains remained capped, however, as investors stayed cautious ahead of a July 6th deadline that's looming ahead of us. This is when the United States of America is set to impose tariffs on $34 billion worth of goods from China. And Beijing is expected to respond with tariffs of its own on US goods, according to a CNBC report. Now, going forward, Friday's close of 10,736 is likely to act as an immediate resistance for the index, and support for it will come at 10,604, which happened to have been the intraday low that was recorded on the same day. Nikhil Kamath, co-founder of Zerodha, spoke to Money Control, and this is what he had to say. He said, "Markets opened the day flat, and a rally which soon ensued took the indices higher throughout the session to close at the highest point for the day. The Nifty closed with gains of over 0.5%, while Bank Nifty didn't fare too well at all and close flat for the session. Pharma and IT were the best performing stocks for the session, whereas ICICI and HDFC Bank were some of the worst performers. Markets are stuck in a small range, and we think this range-bound activity may continue for some more time, lacking larger cues." And those were words by Nikhil Kamath, co-founder Zerodha. He also added that the outlook remains bearish for the markets at the current juncture as things stand, and does not advocate entering fresh longs at this moment in time. Now, for the day, the S&P BSE Sensex rallied 114 points, that's 0.32%, and Nifty gained 42 points to close just a shade below its crucial level of 10,700 at 10,699, like I said earlier. Sectorally, the Nifty PSU Bank closed 0.78% lower, followed by the Nifty Metal Index, which was down 0.3% at close, and the Nifty Bank Index, which slipped 0.1%. The Pharma Index, though, gained 2.2%, followed by Nifty IT, which, on account of a strengthening rupee, gained about 1.07% at close. The Nifty Auto Index was also up a little over 1%. Next on the podcast, a look at some of the stocks that made the headlines, and I hope you're sipping some nice coffee or tea while you listen, because, well, Tata Coffee was up 12% today. Tata Global Beverages was up 6%. So generally speaking, the Tata Group stocks remained in focus after Bloomberg Quint in a report said that the company is evaluating a proposal to integrate its food and beverage businesses into a single company. Then moving on, I'd mentioned earlier that the Nifty PSU Bank Index closed 0.78% lower. Now, a bunch of stocks here clearly being affected. A bankers' committee led by Punjab National Bank Chairman Sunil Mehta has submitted its draft report to the Finance Ministry with a five-pronged strategy to tackle stress in the banking sector. IDBI Bank closed down 6%, followed by Oriental Bank, Canara Bank and Allahabad Bank, which all closed in the region of 1-2% lower today. Then you had Kiri Industries. The share price was locked at a 20% upper circuit at 576.15 rupees after a court in Singapore directed Sender to purchase the company's shareholding in Dystar and also dismissed all the claims and counterclaims against promoters. Now, Kiri Industries manufactures dyes and derivative products, had filed a case against Dystar Global Holdings in Singapore and Sender International Capital Limited, the wholly owned subsidiary of Longsheng, for minority oppression in relation to KIL's investment in Dystar. So that's a bit of a background for you. And shares of Aban Offshore surged nearly 6% today on the back of a contract it received from ONGC. The company's step-down subsidiary, that's Aban Singapore, has received a letter of award from ONGC for the deployment of a jack-up rig Deep Driller 8. And try saying that quick, it's a bit of a tongue twister, but I digress. And this is for a period of 2 years. Shares of NCC rose nearly 2% as the company received new orders worth, let me get this right, 2,060-odd crore rupees in the month of June 2018. Then companies that remained in focus on the back of strong volumes included Tata Coffee, Tikioplast, Supreme Infra, 8K Miles, Timken, Crisil, and these are just some names. In other news, a leading stock exchange, the Bombay Stock Exchange, is set to delist as many as 222 companies from tomorrow, as trading in their shares has remained suspended for over 6 months. And this move comes at a time when authorities are clamping down on shell companies, listed as well as unlisted ones, for being allegedly used as conduits for illicit fund flows. On the global front, well, markets, all eyes are clearly on that July 6th deadline I referred to some time back. Asian markets had a mixed close. The Nikkei 225 was down marginally by 0.1%. The Shanghai Composite was up 0.3%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng was up 1.4%. Then you had South Korea's Kospi that closed flat but with a positive bias, up 0.05%. And Australia's ASX 200 closed 0.5% higher. The euro seems to have strengthened on account of Germany's coalition government dodging a crisis over migration. We spoke about this on yesterday's podcast. But yes, the European markets have had a pretty decent run so far. Let me bring you up to speed on what those numbers look like. The pan-European stocks 600 is up 0.9% at the time of bringing you this update. France's CAC is up 0.9%. DAX from Germany is up 1.2%. And London's FTSE is up 0.6%. The rupee, before I leave, a final look at where the rupee stands. Well, it did strengthen a bit against the greenback. It closed yesterday at 68.80, then it opened today at 68.81, and at the time of bringing you this update, the rupee, aided by dollar selling intervention by the Reserve Bank of India and gains in the local equity markets, is at 68.58 rupees. And that is where we come to an end of this evening walk down Dalal Street. Have a great evening. Catch you tomorrow.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.